The Iranian human rights lawyer and Peace Nobel Prize winner Shirin Ebadi visited London's School of Oriental and African Studies on February 2nd this year for the talk, The Role of Women in Promoting Peace in the Middle East. Shirin Ebadi was one of the first female judges in Iran, and in 1975, the first woman to be appointed to chair the legislative court. After the deposition of the Shah in 1979, Ebadi was demoted to a secretarial role in the court. She since has not ceased to campaign against gender injustice and for human rights in Iran. Six pillars caught up with her just before she was to go on stage and deliver her talk at SOAS.
Dr. Ebadi, thank you for joining us today. You started the 1 million signatures campaign and we did some events for that campaign. And we wondered, how has it progressed? What state is it in?
متاسفانه بعد از انقلاب قوانین تبعیض‌آمیزی علیه زنان تصویب شد که مورد موافقت زنان ایرانی نیست.
Unfortunately, after a revolution, there were a series of discriminatory laws that were endorsed by the Iranian government against women, and women are not in favor of them.
زنان ایران به اشکال مختلف مخالفت خودشون رو با قوانین تبعیض‌آمیز نشون دادن که یکی از اونها کمپین 1 میلیون امضاست.
Iranian women have used various means to show their opposition to these discriminatory laws, and one of them was the 1 million signature campaign.
در این کمپین هدف فقط جمع‌آوری امضا نبود، بلکه اینکه اگر می‌خواستیم امضا جمع کنیم ظرف چند ماه 1 میلیون امضا جمع‌آوری می‌شد، بلکه داوطلبان خونه به خونه کوچه در همه جا مردم و مردها و زنها رو میدیدن راجع به قوانین تبعیض‌آمیز توضیح میدادن و بعد از اونها میخواستن که امضا کنن.
The aim of the 1 million signature campaign was not merely to collect signatures. That would have been very easy and it could have been done within a few months. But the aim was to go door to door from house to house in every village and speak to men and women and explain to them what these discriminations are.
In her talk at SOAS, Shirin Ebadi spoke of the problems in the Middle East and the role that women can play to promote peace in the region. According to Ebadi, one of the reasons for ongoing crises in the Middle East, including the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, is the exclusion of women's movements in peace talks and the lack of democracy in the region. In 2009, after the presidential elections in Iran, Iranian people at large questioned the results of the elections, taking to the streets to make their voices heard for freedom and democracy. The protests were suppressed by the government.
What's the situation in Iran? What's it been like since the Green Movement for Women in Iran?
جنبش زنان در ایران قوی ترین جنبش برابری خواهانه است که در خاورمیانه وجود داره.
Women's movement in Iran is the strongest movement of women, feminist movement for fighting for equality in the Middle East.
این جنبش از تقریباً یک قرن که شروع شده با آغاز مشروطیت در ایران.
The feminist movement in Iran began almost a century ago at the beginning of the constitutional revolution.
According to Ebadi, the democratic movement in Iran has deep historical roots and goes hand in hand with the women's movement. Moreover, there is close cooperation between Iranian women and women in the rest of the region in various fields, such as education, healthcare, and job creation.
And how is it that you are able to operate and to continue to fight for human rights when other people get into trouble?
متاسفانه توی ایران هر کس که برای حقوق بشر در حال حاضر کار کنه گرفتار میشه و این گرفتاری برای منم هست. دولت تمام اموال من رو گرفته، همسر من رو دستگیر کردن، خواهر من رو دستگیر کردن، فقط برای اینکه من رو که در خارج از ایران هستم کارامو متوقف کنن، اما من قرار نیست کارامو متوقف کنم.
Sadly, all human rights defenders and activists in Iran, whenever they try to do something, they're arrested and they're under pressure and they can't do much as a result. And it's the same in my case because in Iran, they have arrested my husband, they've arrested my sister, they've confiscated all my assets. So in that way, they're trying to put pressure on me, but that does not deter me.
Today, Shirin Ebadi is the first Iranian and first Muslim woman to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. She was recognized this way for her efforts for democracy and human rights, focusing especially on the rights of women and children. In addition to campaigning internationally, Shirin Ebadi set up many organisations in Iran to raise awareness of gender inequality and human rights.
Okay, so sometimes here we feel a little bit, we can't do anything, we feel impotent, and people ask us to sign things. Does that actually have any effect in Iran? How useful is it?
امضای این کمپین به منزله حمایت بین المللی از زنان ایرانه و طبیعتاً تأثیر داره.
Putting your signature on such campaigns is naturally of great impact because you're giving international support to Iranian women.
In her talk at SOAS, Shirin Ebadi spoke about the current protests in Tunisia and Egypt and stated that due to modern technology, ordinary people are able to network and campaign across distances. She said, "The age of dictatorship is over."
So what advice would you give us women here who want to do something but we won't travel?
مهمترین چیزی که مهمترین کمکی که افرادی که خارج از ایران هستن میتونن بکنن این است که صدای آزادی خواهی و دموکراسی خواهی مردم ایران رو به گوش مردم دنیا برسونن.
The most useful thing the international community can do for the Iranian people is to make sure their voices for seeking freedom and democracy are heard outside the country.
And what would you say to people who are frightened to do even that and who are living here?
اونایی که در ایران هستن در شرایط بسیار بدی هستن که گفتم به شما. اما اونایی که خارج از ایران هستن علتی نداره بترسن.
Those who are in Iran, obviously, because of the circumstances, they have a right to be fearful. But those who are outside Iran, they have no right. They have no reason to fear.
The Brunei Lecture Theatre at the School of Oriental and African Studies was packed, and Ebadi received standing ovations after her talk. She finished by stressing that democracy is like a flower. People have to keep looking after it, otherwise it dies.
Okay, well, thank you very much and wish you very good luck tonight with your talk.
You're welcome.